You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're getting our green on for St. Patrick's Day and learning some green living tips from our special guests, Rochelle from Living with Ed and from the Waste Sleuth, Todd Sutton. And we're giving it away an official Paige Hemmes tool belt and glove set to one lucky fan. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Welcome.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com. And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. Are you getting ready?
Oh, we are a wee bit then.
Well, yeah, we're both Irish.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Irish descent, and maybe we'll have a cold one on St. Patrick's Day.
Aren't we having one right now? No?
If we were having a cold one, I wouldn't be here.
That's very true. And some shepherd's pie.
And some shepherd's pie and some Irish stew and all those lovely things that are St. Patrick's Day around here.
Yeah, we love that. And we're talking green today, too, in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
Well, of course.
Getting ready for it.
Got to do the double entendre.
We have to. It's important. Well, and green building and green living is so important, too.
That's right.
It's important to us.
And 1 out of 10 St. Patrick's Day, do I actually wear green?
Ooh, you're going to get pinched a lot.
Typically, I'd never heard that until you said it.
Really?
Never, not
oh,
one time.
Oh, it's a thing. If you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, someone will pinch you.
Oh, well, looking forward to that.
Well, you know, you have to all set out your wardrobe that day. Wednesday, I'm, you know, all set.
Well, it has been a long week, and you've been helping me with my wardrobe to a degree, because I've been on the set.
Yes, he's been on a TV set doing, you know, project for a new TV show that we can't talk about.
That's right. That's right. We are doing a big remodeling project. I can say what it is.
It's a basement.
Yeah, refinishing a basement. Like
a nice basement, too. Oh. It's going to be gorgeous when it's done. It has a cedar closet, and it has
full bath.
A full bath, yeah.
Oh, that was a project all by itself.
Well, putting a bathroom in a basement is tough because you have to deal with the slab.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So you're either breaking up concrete or you're ejecting the effluent or both. And there was a secondary issue on this one that was very expensive to get around.
Well, they had a flood, didn't they?
Prior to, I guess, the show's arrival there, pipe burst and filled the thing up. So.
Oh, and there was a perimeter drain that you guys put in, too.
Not technically part of my services there.
But it was part of the show.
Yeah. And the thing's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The guys who put it in, and I mean this in a good way, were animals.
Yeah?
I mean, they came in, they cracked up the entire perimeter with jackhammers.
Mm-hmm. How many jackhammers?
I'm still deaf. I think there were 4 of them.
Wow.
That doesn't include the 2 the plumbers were using.
Can you imagine having 4 jackhammers in your house?
6
jackets?
That doesn't include the ones the plumbers were using.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and the couple that lives there have a baby, too.
Yeah, I think daycare was involved with that day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much came out of the house, too.
They filled, I don't know. It was going out in so many different buckets and bags into various trucks all over the place that I couldn't keep track of it. Meanwhile, I had to frame and do demolition that day.
Well, you know, doing a remodeling project, building out a basement is a big project, but trying to stay on a TV schedule, too, because producers are involved and they want to get specific shots on specific days. And, you know, it's expensive to have a film crew out because there's sound guys probably there.
Sound guys, lighting,
the
field producers, of course, who are holding this whole thing together.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, so just having a project done at your house by contractors, you know, as a homeowner, you want to have your project done, but having also the pressure of the TV show is a big deal.
And the timeline, for whatever reason, it's probably driven by the television production, very short.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen you in a while.
No, there was like 3 days last week I didn't even see Mark because... Well, we have a pull-out couch in our attic, which is also our office, and so he would sneak up, I don't know, after we would all go to bed at night, go to sleep up there, and then crawl out of the house before we get up in the morning. And we get up at like 6, so you were up early.
Oh, yeah. I was gone and sitting in the job site driveway by quarter past 6 or 6:30.
Yeah.
And I told the homeowners I'd be there by around 7, and they went to let their really cool dog out.
Oh, the best part of this job is the dog, Otto. He is just such a sweet, huge dog.
Saint
He's bigger
Bernard.
Than me.
Yeah, St. Bernard. He's
mm-hmm.
huge.
Yeah.
And he really is, no joke, one of the most best-behaved, most wellest behaved. Probably the wellest behaved.
Wellest?
Sure.
He's healthy and everything? That's awesome.
He is a great dog.
Well, and today we're talking green. May I go back to our big topic?
Yeah, I would love that.
And, you know, we love green things in our house, and we just finally have our countertop in, which is the FSC certified. Is it FSC certified or FSC?
FSC certified, like ATM
machine.
Machine.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The M is machine.
Yeah.
People don't really dive into that one
no,
too much.
No, but it's made from that kind of paper, recycled paper.
Forest Stewardship Council, no.
Oh, no, it's not. Okay.
So Forest Stewardship
mm-hmm.
Council certified,
mm-hmm.
sourced the Rich Light,
which is gorgeous, the black diamond. It's finally in, and love it. And the plumbers and electricians are coming, and we are totally going to be using the kitchen by this time next week.
Yeah, so you can send your emails and gifts of thanks to us for no longer talking about our kitchen to info@myfixituplife.com or share your praise on Facebook.
I'm going to be talking about it because I'm not going to want to use it. We're going to still be using our ad hoc one in the front room because it's going to be so beautiful. It's like a magazine now. It's just gorgeous. Well, it's going to be in a magazine, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
But we have some really special guests on today's show. I am so excited. Well, one guest that we have on is Rochelle from Living With That on Planet Green, and I love her on that show. It's her on her show. It's a reality show.
Yeah.
So I love her.
I think she's great. I mean, the charisma is awesome.
Yeah.
I love the personality study or character study or whatever you'd say. The dynamic between her and her husband.
Well, and if you're not familiar with the show, it's about her and Ed Begley Jr., her husband.
Right.
And, you know, walking through their life as they green their home and their family and all their celebrity friends and everything.
Right.
It's kind of like my fix-it-up life, but green and, I don't know, a little bit more celebrity-fied.
Different. Well, her husband, Ed, is one of the early celebrity people who got on the environmental bandwagon.
Yes.
Or I don't want to, you know, minimize it. He's been a pioneer. That's a better way to say it.
Well, and he, in the program, you learn about all different kinds of ways to be green in your own home. And, I mean, Rochelle, I think, is the star of the show, seriously.
Well,
she just totally, I mean, really, in my view, she
steals it.
Yeah, totally steals it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, Living With Ed isn't about Ed, it's about Rochelle.
Well, and
because it's not about Ed's thoughts on things.
Well, and she's an actress in her own right, too, and she's been on NYPD Blue and 8 Simple Rules, a show that I, you know, have consumed and enjoy. You probably
sure.
never heard of it before.
Sure, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know about 8 Simple
Rules.
Oh, cool.
Rules,
and I also call NYPD Nipped.
Alrighty. And she was on, her first acting job was on Another World, which I used to watch a long time ago.
Looked at your stories?
No, when I consumed the soaps.
There you go.
Giving them up.
Who else do we have?
Todd Sutton, who you are, like, completely fired up about. He is the waste sleuth. That's what his moniker is.
He's not a trash captain like me. We'll talk about it, though. Maybe he can catch up with me.
No, he's actually a sleuth. And he says that from trucks filled with miscellaneous plastic gizmos to dumpsters filled with off-spec licorice, he leaves no synthetic rock unturned during his quest to find the green answer to a disposal challenge. You can find out more about him on wastesleuth.com, too.
I'm looking forward to talking with him. This interview might go for a while.
We can talk to him after the show, maybe, if you're good during this show. Because I know you have a lot of questions. Mark loves trash.
Oh, my goodness.
All things trash.
Fascinated.
And
but
we are giving away Paige Hemmes's Tough Chicks tool belt and glove set to one lucky fan. You can find out more about that on ironclad.com. And that's all happening today on My Fix It Up Life. TikTok, Mark.
What?
time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out. Back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and it is Fix It Up Fine time.
It
Fix
is?
It Up Nation.
Oh, Fix It Up Nation. I like that.
I inaugurated that one a long time ago.
I like it now. I used to not like it so much. But, you know, you hear it once, you're like, eh, you hear it twice, huh? But, you know, like the 45th, the 100th time, I'm totally turned on now.
It's like how our son got his middle name. I mean, I just so many times that we got used to it.
Declan is his middle name, which is kind of an uncommon name in this country, in the U.S., but
it is, but actually
it's very popular in other countries.
Yeah, and it's as we approach St. Patrick's Day, it is a name of Irish descent, but it's a tough first name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to name necessarily someone who...
Well, some people want to have unique first names. So
totally into it.
But we wanted to name Jack something that was easy to spell, easy to say, because we've had a lot of trouble with our name.
With our last names. Huh? What?
Yeah.
How do you spell it? Clemeny? Clemens?
Right. Well, how about Fix It Up Finds, which is more positive?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Fix It Up Finds for the Fix It Up Nation.
Did you find something happy with a big smiley face on it? You know, Harry Ball, who actually drew the first smiley face? Let's give him some cred.
Yeah, let's give him some street cred.
Yep. He didn't make any money off that either.
You know, he may have an aptonym.
Maybe.
I didn't really think about that.
So anyway, what's your Fix It Up Find, dear?
Oh, I have a good one, and I would have chosen
this. I'll be the judge of that.
I would have chosen this anyway were they not the new sponsor of our show.
Oh, yeah, we do have a new sponsor of our show, Simonton Windows.
Simonton Windows has, what did business people say? They've partnered with us. We're doing a team brand leadership management bolt-on application for the end user.
We like their windows.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
That's how the relationship got started. But Simonton, we just learned, is working with other friends of the show named This Old House.
I love This Old House. And we've had Tom and Norm and...
Kevin
on the show, too.
And we've talked with Rich Trithewey, the plumber,
but
we had finished up. So
he'll be on a future show.
Yeah, we'll get
Rich. We'll talk about plumbing.
Anyway, the team at This Old House recently selected Simonton Windows for the restoration of, this is great because I checked it out today, it's foreclosed and vacant 1870s era Second Empire home in Roxbury, Massachusetts.
Second Empire, that's pretty sweet kind of house.
Oh, it's primo-rific architecture, and it's going to have a mansard roof on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the style standpoint.
Yeah.
And I looked at, if you go to thisoldhouse.com and then type in Roxbury, R-U-X.
You're going to say that in your message.
Roxbury.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's the Barry. You know, you're going, I'm going down the Barry to Franklin Park.
Uh-huh.
That's where I used to run the state meet in cross country in high school.
Great.
Beautiful park. And anyway, Roxbury, R-O-X-B-U-R-Y. Type that in the search function and images.
At thisoldhouse.com, and you'll find the 30th anniversary of This Old House project that Simonton is...
Providing the windows for.
That's awesome.
Architecturally relevant. It's their pro-finish windows. They meet all the Energy Star qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
They have Easy Care vinyl. And they're putting them in this house that Tom and Norm and Kevin and the whole crew are going to take from a complete bombshell and turn into its former beauty of a Second Empire
house. That's really good. I don't know if they've done that before. Have they on This Old House?
You know what?
Usually there's homeowners involved in the show, and they walk through the house, and they talk about what they're doing. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is more of a community development project.
Mm-hmm.
They're working with a group called, I think it's Nuestra Comunidad, which would be Spanish for new community, I think.
Uh-huh.
And The mayor of Boston's involved. Like,
really?
There's a whole thing going on here, and it's going to be different from where the show has been in, like, the last 10 years with these super mega high budgets and classic custom homes. And this is going to be a gut like they – I know they've done it, but a gut like they haven't done in probably quite some time.
Really?
Oh, this place is completely bombed out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a duplex, which they call it up there, or a twin that we call it here in Philadelphia. And they're going to turn it into two affordable, what do they call it? Not affordable income.
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing.
Well, it's a house.
Two affordable housing.
Yeah.
And they're really looking for partnership with the community because Roxbury is, well, it's a high crime area. It's not a nice place.
Really? It would be great to actually own one of those homes that they finished, too.
It'd be incredible. It'd be incredible.
Well, very good. And I think that we are coming up against a break, Mark. So we'll be back in just a minute with my Fix It Up Finds. Can you wait?
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life and Teresa's Fix It Up Finds after this.
All right.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
And we're back. Mark, are you ready?
I'm back. We're still in Fix It Up Finds, Fix It Up Nation. Stay with us. Hang with us.
In my Fix It Up Life.
In my Fix It Up
Life. How many times can we say Fix It Up?
I don't know, but that's our new brand. We're going to do a lot of inner caps in there and stuff like that.
We're going to do some branding.
Some double underscore at the end of it and all that other stuff. That's, like, cool now.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's cool now?
It's like...
Oh, you're setting the trends?
Totally into design.
Oh, you totally are. Yeah. You're totally into design.
Totally stole that double underscore thing from something else.
Really?
Anyway, yeah, it was actually...
I'm surprised. You've never
thing.
Done that before.
No, I've never paid homage to someone else's joke.
No, never at all.
Any chance we're going to get to the Fix It Up Find?
Well, I'm pretty excited because I had mentioned probably about a month ago to you that Sherwin-Williams had a new paint that absorbed odor.
Sure.
And we were like, well, is it absorbing odor while you're painting or is it after or what's the deal and when's it available? Well, it's available right now.
Okay.
So don't leave right now to go get it because you're going to want to listen to the rest of this show.
You're going to want to know what to get.
Exactly.
Get me the smell paint.
Give me the no smell paint. No, it's Sherwin-Williams, and it's their Harmony Interior Latex Paint. And it's actually pretty cool because it uses the same kind of technology that's found in baking soda. So even after you finish painting, it actually helps to reduce unpleasant indoor smells, which is kind of cool if you think about, like, if you're cooking fish in the kitchen.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
When you mentioned this last time,
yeah,
I thought my takeaway from that was that the paint absorbed, like, the smell, its own odor as you painted.
No, it absorbs your odor, too.
Nothing absorbs my odor, babe.
So if you have, like...
I mean, haven't we gotten to that yet? There's no chemical compound in the world that's going to take care of that.
Well, maybe we should use this on our next project and see if it does absorb your odor. Or we could paint you in... Oh, they're green interior latex paint for St. Patrick's Day. And next week we can talk about if you don't smell.
Good stories have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Mine don't.
Yours don't.
They go right in the middle.
Yeah.
It's all middle.
It's the Big Bang Theory.
Well, I'm an explosion of information.
You are. No one can follow it. So
women can follow me.
If you're a woman listening to this show and you have any idea
call
what's
Mark
going on...
Call Mark and explain it to him.
Please call us. What's our phone number?
You have no idea.
610-701-9243 or post something on Facebook and tell me what's happening on this show.
Uh-huh. No, it's Sherwin-Williams.
So I can circle back around. It absorbs odors. See, because men listen to this show, too.
It absorbs odors after it's done being dry.
So, like, if you're cooking some stinky piece of fish or...
Yeah.
Whatever, the paint itself absorbs odors.
Yes. It helps to reduce it. I don't think it gets rid of all the odor. I don't think it's going to, like, if you're, I don't know, like in a frat,
nothing,
house or something,
nothing,
I don't think it's really going to do much
damage. It's not
going to
clean up
there.
The rugby squad after the match?
No, but if there's a little bit of an odor in the room, that's what it absorbs. It's like baking soda. You know how you put baking soda in your fridge?
Yes, yes.
You do.
Yeah, I do know how that happens.
Well, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, Arm & Hammer.
Which I'm thinking is good for, like, baby's room, you know, poopy diapers and stuff.
Right on.
Kitchen.
Sensational.
Mm-hmm. And Mark's special bathroom in the house. Oh, never mind.
Now, it's...
Anyway.
That's private.
And that you can find more about it at Sherwin-Williams.com. And I've got some other really cool Fix-It-Up finds I want to share with you.
Okay, Fix-It-Up Nation, we only have about 2 minutes.
Well, while you have been off being on this TV show, I found that HGTV is looking for its new all-American handyman or handywoman.
Signing up.
You have to not be a professional.
Signing up.
You have to not be a professional.
You should see that basement that I did. Anybody will tell you I'm no pro.
Okay. And they're looking for the all-American handyman or woman for a new show. You go to HGTV.com and search all-American handyman to check out the application and the details. And the deadline to enter is April 1st. Which is pretty cool. So if you're out there and you're a fix-it-up person and you think that you've got the skills, you should totally enter. And then tell us all about it, because I want to know what it's like, because we can't enter, unfortunately.
We can't. Licensed contractors can't do it.
Oh, and then, you know, the dream home I was talking about?
Yeah, the one out in Arizona?
Yes, the one that our daughter Lexi wants us to live in that she saw it on TV. And she's like, why don't we live there?
Why don't we just get that?
Exactly.
I love that one.
Well, they're finally going to announce the winner of that contest on March 15th at 8 o'clock on HGTV, and we entered to win. Did you know that?
I noticed that we're not getting it.
Well, I don't know. They're not going to announce the winner until then, so we'll find out.
Oh, they don't even tell the winner until then?
I don't know.
Finalists?
But it might be like one of those reality show things where the winner knows who won, but they're not allowed to say anything until
right.
after it happens.
Like, they have to produce the show. I mean, like...
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or did they show up at your house with a big giant card like Publisher's Clearinghouse? Show up at a house, but still being towed by a trailer.
What if they grab you out of your house and take you to Arizona and put you in front of the house? That would not be a dream home situation. That would be scary as anything.
Well, you can make friends with your horror while we take a break, which is coming up next.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix-It-Up Life. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
You're back inside My Fix-It-Up Life with Mark, Teresa, and our special guest.
Oh, I am so excited about our special guest.
You might be so excited that you can't even do the interview.
I might not be able to. I'm a huge fan.
Let's give it a college try.
I'll give it the old college try.
Rochelle, are you there?
I am indeed.
Hi, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very impressed that... I hope you were talking about me. I don't know. We have another guest coming on or something?
Oh, no. I am so talking about
you.
Oh,
I'm
so excited. We watch your show. We watch Living with Ed, and we love it.
Good.
And I swear that you're the star of the show. Ed is so not.
Bless you.
Yeah.
You just keep telling all your friends and family. I mean, that I'm the star of the show, of course.
Oh, you so are. Because, you know, he's always doing all of the things that he's trying to do to green everything.
Yes.
And you make me laugh, and I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, Rochelle, I was checking out your website today.
Yeah.
I guess it's livingwithed.com. What's it called?
Well, there
what,
is
your website?
There's a few websites,
I was on
actually.
It.
Yeah.
There's a
That's
few different websites that they have, and I think Living with Ed is one of them, and you can find them on Planet Green, and Rochelle has her own website, too.
Just to make everything more complicated,
yeah,
we have three.
Yeah, RochelleCarson-Begley.com, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, seriously.
Rochelle, you got to hack a couple hyphens out of that one. You got to stream
it. I know. Well, I've never legally changed my name. I just can't quite get around to doing it.
Oh.
So I use it when it's convenient. If I need a table and they know, you know, or something like that.
Oh.
I just cut it to the chase.
That's right. Very smart.
So
yeah.
So where are you calling us from right now? Are you in the headquarters that we see on the show?
I am. I'm at the hub, which Ed used to refer to as the boiler room of our ship, which is, of course, our house. Uh-huh. I'm at my mini boiler room, which is my office.
Oh.
Which is very small, I might add. Ed is rather large, but then he will tell you that he does more than me, so there you are.
Now, his office, I remember on the show, he took over your Pilates studio.
He did.
And your office is like, there's like a big closet behind it.
Office is really a breakfast nook.
Oh, really?
That has become an office, yeah, because this is an old 30s house that they didn't have offices in their houses back then. So we've had to adapt. However, we have just purchased a new house.
Really?
Oh, you
we
took
have.
My question.
Yeah.
A new house?
Uh-huh. I
wow.
know. Anarchy, I guess. It's going to upset a few people. But we're going to do it, God willing, a completely green. So it is an existing 30s house right now. It's a beautiful piece of land. It's in the neighborhood. We're still urban. I can still walk. But it has a little more quiet. It's not next to a big two schools, and it's not next to a big, traffic Laurel Canyon. So it's a little more quiet. And it has south-facing roof. The only way I could get a new house was Ed's only request, as he said at that time. Of course, things have changed, and there's more requests at this point. But at the time, was he needed south-facing roof for solar.
Okay.
And that does cut down a lot where you can go.
Well, I can imagine. Now, I've got, like, 25 questions based on what you just said.
I'll just sit over here, Rochelle.
And
don't worry about it.
Is this the house that you were touring that was your friend's house on the show?
No.
No.
No,
okay.
I wish. That would be a turnkey.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
That
oh, my God. And she had the bedroom that was converted into her closet?
Yeah,
oh.
I intend to do that.
Jealous.
I mean, we talked to the lawyer. Well, we're going to be talking to a lawyer, but that's not who we talked to. We talked to an architect the other day, and it sort of burst my bubble a little bit about what I can do and what I'm financially able to do, let's put it that way.
Sure. Sure, but you can do anything given enough time and enough money, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
oh,
what
so
do you
funny.
Have to do besides solar panels to this house? I mean, what condition is it in right now?
Well, I'll be educated along with hopefully the rest of the world. We have to get SIP, I think it's SIP, either SIP or straw bale walls or SIP. Some
SIP,
kind
structural
of
structural insulated panels.
Yeah,
we're licensed contractors. We do a lot of green remodeling.
All right, so you know what I'm talking about.
So
I don't.
And our audience is pretty tuned in too.
Cool.
But SIPs are great. Anyway, I interrupted you. I'm going to interrupt you for the rest. You're going to want to call us back right away.
That's what it's like.
Come and do my house.
Yeah, that's what it's like living with Mark. That's my show. Anyway. So what else do you guys have to do to your house? This new house.
Well, that's the big dilemma right now, whether we tear the whole thing down and, of course, give to Habitat for Humanity or, you know, recycle as much of it into our own house as possible, or we keep the whatever is existing we can maintain, you know, keep and then build a remodel. So it's a real dilemma right now because the house is, it really isn't either of our dream house, you know.
Oh.
Right. And are you going for a net zero house?
Well, Ed would love to. He would truly love to. I don't know. That's really being determined now. I mean, we just started talking to architects. Hmm. So we literally are going to close escrow on April 1st. So we haven't, you know, that's why we haven't gone full force because we don't even own it yet.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it have a pool?
It does.
It does?
It's the only redeeming, I mean, that and the beautiful oak trees that are on the property are the redeeming things.
Oh, that's so good.
It's a gorgeous pool.
Yeah, I was giggling at the show when you guys But Ed put up a baby pool for
That was really cute, wasn't it?
That was endearing.
Yeah. Mm. But that's why you're the star of the show. I mean, you know, living with Ed sort of is like a little, like, it's about Ed, but really, the way we watch it is it's great watching you hold the whole thing together.
Yeah. It's my dilemma, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It totally is.
Yeah, I mean, it
doesn't... How do I not kill him on a daily basis,
One of the things I enjoyed about reading whatever website I was on, I think it was the Living with Ed website, was all the stuff that you have in there about fitness, about diet, and about fashion. I have to honestly say it was like something my wife Teresa here would have written.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How nice of you, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, your focus is Pilates, of course, but it's the everyday fitness. It's not an extreme diet. It's just a sensible diet.
Right.
And
well, I've tried it all. See, I sort of it's not that I haven't done the extreme diets. I've done everything. But I realize they don't work for me. And
right.
I don't think they really work for anyone.
I don't really think they work long-term for anyone.
No.
Maybe if there's some extreme case and short-term. But the way we do it, and we're tuned into fitness, too. We both exercise quite a bit. I exercise mostly by building everything in sight.
That's nice.
We have a...
running up downstairs, ladders and everything.
Right.
We're in your same shoes. We're remodeling a 100-year-old house right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff going on. Anyway, it just seemed to make an awful lot of sense. And the part that really got me laughing out loud was they're not comfortable, they're not sensible, but, man, you love high heel shoes.
Oh,
well, you know, I'm 5'9", so I don't have to have too high a heel, and I don't like these heels now are just stilts. I mean, they're truly putting us back into feet binding days, I really believe. There's a real throwback here. Or it's a podiatrist's dream, you know, I don't know who's in cahoots. But, I have tennis shoes on now. I wear high heels on a very rare occasion. Usually when I go to methane plants, I might add.
Now, did you wear high heels that day?
I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, how you could, like, puncture that. And can you puncture that?
Oh, yeah, that would have been a disaster.
Oh, my goodness.
More than a disaster.
Yeah.
That would have been the best TV in ever.
Oh, yeah, your producers would have loved that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah, now, hopefully insurance.
I'm curious, like, what your neighbors say to you guys, you know, like, about what you're doing and about watching you on the show.
I don't know that they watch the show.
Uh-huh.
But they do hope that we don't build any more. That was part of it. They're sort of not keen on us putting a second floor so we can get better solar. So we're like, okay, well, we have to deal with them. Or we have to... I mean, they're pretty cool because we're on a corner, so we only have one set of neighbors, and they're to my, you know, left. But our little crew is so small. It's not like we take up a lot of space or anything. So they don't even know we're doing it, basically.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That's nice.
That house looks like kind of a bungalow style and pretty tucked away.
Yeah. It's a bungalow style, and we're right in the center. There's a grammar school across the street. There's another school. We have two schools on our sides. So there's a lot of traffic around here. And, you know, they just sort of come to go, oh, that's the Begleys. You know, they just sort of get it. They see cameras out. When they see CNN or they see whoever who's highlighting the house, or if Toyota has a problem, which they do, of course, we know, they come to us because we own four Toyotas.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, so you have cameras and crews and things going on beyond the show itself.
Yeah, so it wasn't a huge deal to have the show. As a matter of fact, we're like, well, now we might even make some money at it.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, we're used to this. We were doing it for fun and for free. You know, Ed's been doing it for fun and for over 30 years. You know.
I know. We've been tuned in to the environmental side of building and our building career, too. But I remember Ed from many years ago, and don't take it the wrong way, but I didn't watch St. Elsewhere, and I didn't, you know that show or anything, but I saw him on something like, no joke, Phil Donahue.
Right, right.
Something like that, talking about, he was just talking about, you know, the gym in Everywhere America. There are people sitting on exercycles, riding the bikes, generating power, yet those bikes are plugged in. I haven't forgotten that for 20 years.
No, it's an absurd concept, isn't it? And it still hasn't changed.
Well, to this day, I walk into my gym and I think about that.
I know.
It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. They should be charging batteries and or heating hot water or whatever it is. And he had like 20 solutions, which I forgot.
Right.
But I don't know how we got talking about that.
I don't know. Yeah, but Ed, you know, it'll take you off in the most bizarre places if you talk about him.
How do you hold it all together?
Yeah, how do you?
One second at a time, let me tell you that. I take it 1 second at a time. Every day is a new adventure. You know, luckily, I do sort of live my life in the moment, try to at least. And, you know, purchasing this new house has sort of thrown a wrench into my security. So I'm like, oh, my God, I have two homes.
Wow.
What are we going to do?
Now, are you in the situation like lots of homeowners are where you have to close on the first one before you can buy the second one and if it all falls apart?
No. I mean, it would be we're eventually going to have to sell this house, but not, thank God, not for just for today. We don't. It doesn't mean in a few months we won't, but, for today we're okay.
Wow.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to be something.
But there's a little anxiety, needless to say.
And how long have you been in that house, too?
Well, I've been here 16 years. Ed's been here over 20.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. And it was always a second residence. He and his ex-wife bought it to have a in-town house because they had a bigger house in Ojai.
Mm.
And when they were building it, they got divorced, and or remodeling, rather, because it's always been a 30s house. And when they were remodeling it, they were in the process, it'll bring out the best in anyone. And they got divorced, and then I met him a few years later.
How did you guys meet?
We met through a friend initially, and then we reconnected at a Friends of the River. I had done a river rafting trip, my one and only river rafting trip, my foray into nature, which was... I'd never really done too much of that.
What river?
And,
What river?
The Kern in Bakersfield.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
I rafted a couple times.
Yeah. Well, it was big enough rafting for me, let me tell you that.
Yeah. There's a reason I haven't done it 100 times.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on that one.
Yeah. So, I had a great time, and I was very, grateful, and so I gave back and volunteered at this fundraiser, and he was the MC of, he volunteered as well.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
So I always say if you want to meet somebody, get involved. Get involved in charities, what you're interested in, and you'll find like-minded people.
Yeah, and you'll find nicer people probably than if you go to the bar or something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. This is my Fix It Up live dating moment brought to you by Rochelle. Living with Ed and Planet Green.
Exactly.
Oh, so good. Unfortunately, we are going to have to say goodbye to you.
Oh, my gosh.
We're coming up against a break.
But we only have about 6,000 to 8,000 more questions.
Oh, we so do.
We could do this again.
Oh, we would love to. We would absolutely love to. I'm a huge fan, and thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, well, thanks so much for even caring.
We do. We do, and thanks for the good work that you guys do, because it's more than just a show. So
great. All right.
We sure do appreciate it. And check out Living with Ed on Planet Green. And we'll be back later with my Fix It Up Life.
Mark your calendars.
My Fix It Up Life is the place to be for home improvement celebrities. If you want to know what's hot from their point of view, don't miss these upcoming My Fix It Up Life shows.
Tune in March 6th when we'll be getting the scoop on Extreme Makeover Home Edition's Ed Sanders' own home renovation projects. And the publisher of Homes Magazine will be putting the rumors to rest about a U.S. version of the popular HGTV star Mike Holmes Magazine.
Become a part of My Fix It Up Life. Email us at info@myfixituplife.com to share your Fix It Up insights. Enter to win cool gear or just to get advice on your next Fix It Up project.
Visit myfixituplife.com to check out what Kevin O'Connor, Mike Holmes, Christopher Lowe, and Paige Hemmes are sharing with My Fix It Up Life.
Check out podcasts of My Fix It Up Life on iTunes. Watch our videos on YouTube. Become a fan of the show on Facebook or follow us on Twitter to find out what's hot in home improvement during the week.
My Fix It Up Life comes to you every Saturday at noon. And starting March 11th, My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa will also be on during the week, Thursdays at 1.
My Fix It Up Life. It's what's next in home improvement entertainment. You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we are going to do Fix It Up Nation.
We're going to Fix It Up Nation.
We're going to do a couple more Fix It Up finds.
Well, yeah, a couple more. We love Fix It Up finds.
We love the Fix It Up finds. Mm-hmm. That and the waste sleuth, Todd Sutton, wasn't there.
Well, he might be out sleuthing some waste.
He could be.
You know, he might be trying to, you know, wrestle with a dumpster full of, I don't know.
Toxins.
Marbles. How do you recycle? Well,
they're
glass.
They're glass.
That's not a very good question.
That's no. How do you recycle?
How do you recycle a computer? That's probably an easy question, too. How do you recycle a car? Bit by bit by bit by
bit. They chew those things up. I've seen that show on the Science Channel.
Oh, really?
Oh, they've got this giant hammer. It's like a giant meat grinder they dump cars into, and it smashes it apart with, like, 100-pound hammers.
Is that what they do on those Japanese game shows, too?
Oh, those things are awesome.
Oh, those, I would never go on one of those. I don't know why people do that.
Right you are, Ken.
Oh, right you are, Ken.
There's a show that does an American voiceover of Japanese physical contest game show.
Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Yeah. We hear from JT, who's clearly watched it.
Yeah. We like that show just because they say right you are.
Yeah, and they do all these wicked physical contests and things that you just don't see, like, on Jeopardy.
Well, can we get back to our Fix It Up Find part, Mark?
Why don't we try that instead?
Because we're talking about green stuff.
Yeah, we are talking about green stuff. It's almost St. Patrick's Day. Double entendre, people.
It's less than a week away from St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. So what do we have?
Well, you know, EcoHome Magazine had published its list of 7 green trends that are going to impact home owners and green building professionals. You know, do you want to do a check down on what they are?
Do a check down, and I'll tell you how right or wrong they are.
Do you want me to go really fast or slow?
Just go at a pace that people can hang with.
Water conservation.
Don't need water. Next.
Okay.
Okay, that's not true. It's actually a huge problem.
Yeah.
I think like 30 states in the U.S. have water issues.
Well, especially if you're in the Southwest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Well, a lot of people don't know this from like the East Coast, but the Colorado River is actually supposed to daylight in Los Angeles, and it's dust by the time it gets there.
What?
The Colorado River daylights, it feeds into the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Except that they divert every last drop of the entire river before it gets through L.A. It's dust in Los Angeles.
Where do they divert it to?
Hoover Dam.
Oh.
What other big dams? Lake Havasu, one of the
dams? Did the people in L.A. just do that for a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Really, it's not real.
Especially when I drove over it in my car and it said Colorado River.
It's not true.
Under the bridge, it's a movie set. Was dirt and rocks and turned over
Number
a shopping cart.
Number 2 is green remodeling.
Don't need it.
We do that at home. That's what we do our whole life. Like, our whole life's work is about that.
Well, in the green remodeling aspect, I just stuffed the Dow Safe Touch into the stud bays at the TV show remodel.
Yes.
So I used, and that went in, I was in a rush doing mm-hmm. that. That went in like lightning.
Well, I like that because you can touch it. It's safe to touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the fiberglass and all that stuff getting in.
Well, one of the reasons that I got it is we've used it in our house.
Yeah,
and Dow
we used it in our kitchen.
Yeah, and Dow has given us a ton of information about it. And this remodel, I think you mentioned it before, there's a baby there.
There is. Yeah.
And the last thing I wanted to do was, you know, open up the insulation and poof, here comes some fiberglass.
Yes.
So I got the Safe Touch and I had to put it in at the last minute. We passed all these inspections, blah, blah, blah. I had to beat the drywallers there. So I didn't have time to go get a long sleeve shirt and gloves and a dust mask and safety goggles.
And the drywallers, is like, there's a team. There's not just a couple of guys.
Oh, no, it was an army.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
So
it was like a rugby team coming to drywall the house, right?
They were Terminators. I swear to you, they were robots.
Number 3. solar products, and, you know, Rochelle was just talking a lot about the solar that they do at their house,
yeah,
and that they're talking about for their new house, too, yeah, which I'm excited that they're getting a new house.
I'm already excited to have her back on the show. Can we just have her back next week?
Well, I think that we should just, you know, buy their house.
I want to be...
Or maybe they could gift it to us.
Maybe what they could do...
They could gift it to us, and we'll remodel their new house for them.
Probably nobody else wants to be on that show. I'm probably the only contractor having the idea where we could go do their framing job or something on their new place.
Nobody wants to be on their program.
No.
Now.
In Southern California, probably no remodelers looking for work.
No, and no remodelers that want to, our actors on the side, too, want to...
No, not in Los Angeles.
No,
they don't want to work on an actor-producer, actors-producers house.
They don't want
to be part of that.
They'll probably
fly us out, put us up in the Ritz, because they got all kinds of dough.
No, I want to hang out in their house.
I'll frame it, baby. Sips, bring it on.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, number four, Zero Energy Homes.
Mike,
do you know what that
Holmes.
Is? Oh, Mike Holmes.
Mike Holmes. He's doing some of his homes in the Holmes developments are going to be net zeros.
Oh, that's right. That's his goal for his Mike Holmes communities in Canada that he said he's going to bring down to the U.S. at some point.
Light it up in Philadelphia, baby.
Yeah.
Homes that actually give back to the grid.
Give back to the grid?
Give back to the grid.
Give back to the grid.
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what number five is?
No.
I'll tell you anyway. Energy monitoring.
Okay. Tell me now, what energy monitoring
this
is.
This is web-based monitoring programs that help homeowners understand behaviors and make conservation changes. So it's all like about technology and monitoring what you do in your house. I think they have that at the Begley's house.
I'm not sure I've seen that one.
I've seen him. He's had a home energy audit. And then he has... I just remember a couple of scenes where he's showing Rochelle, like, all these charts and graphs of what they're using.
They do have that because he
told her that she takes too long of showers because he monitors how much water she uses and actually turns off the water before she's done.
And is there one,
to do, I have to say.
Yeah. Like where the TV goes
on. It's not about compromise and having a healthy marriage where you shut the water off when you're taking a shower.
He does sound a little dictatorial with the energy consumption.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
She's a patient, loving woman.
Ed, we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah. Anyway, so number six in the Eco Home magazine list of seven green trends.
Can I stop you right there for a second? Don't we know the editors of that?
I don't know. Do we know the editors?
I think it's Schwalski.
Nah, I don't know.
And
is
Katie.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, well, I guess we do know.
Yeah, so basically we know who wrote this list.
Well, I don't know if they wrote the list because it might be another person who wrote the list.
Or that they're
might
just
be some expert
on.
Someone. Or they, yeah. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to look
I just
into
got
that.
The list from their magazine. And number six is super efficient windows, and that's what we like.
That's our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simonton makes them.
Well, they do.
And Simonton's putting them into this old house project.
And our whole old house project. Our
Absolutely.
This old house project.
And Tony Eschmeyer with the world's best advice, lock your windows.
He's going to be on our show next week.
Eschmeyer's coming on?
Totally.
Bring it on.
I'm going to, like, lock you down so that you can talk about locking things with him.
I'm just going to tell him to say lock your windows over and over again.
Okay. That's rather creepy, dear. Number seven. Are you ready for number seven?
Do we have time for number seven?
We do. Let's get to number seven. Heat pump water heaters. What do you think about that?
Tell me what a heat pump water heater is.
Well, I can't really tell you what it is. It just says that they're good.
I've got a note here. Several manufacturers began aggressively marketing heat pump water heaters, which is a good sign that all these products will gain wider acceptance. I know what a heat pump is.
I guess what a water heater is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's number seven. That's why it's
we'll
not number one.
We'll have to do some research on it, I guess.
Yeah, you don't know what
or
it is.
Or maybe it's heat pump / water heaters. Or maybe it's heat pump - water heaters. Or maybe it's heat and water heaters. Hot water.
Yeah, this is a hot segment. My goodness, can we take a break yet, or do we have to keep talking? What time is it around here?
I think that we missed Todd Sutton from... the G word on Planet Green, the waste flares, and I hope that he's out there in the world just helping everybody with their waste.
Yeah, Todd is a fascinating sounding guy.
Yes.
He is on the show on Planet Green called G word, which probably refers to garbage.
Or green.
Well,
it's a green show, and he's a guest on the, he's a regular on the show.
Right, yeah. And his deal is garbage.
Yeah.
As you can tell.
Oh, in Todd's world, G stands for garbage.
Yeah, that, yeah.
I totally got that. Yeah, picked it up.
Shia.
I picked up what you put down. As Lexi says.
Yeah, what is Lexi?
I'm eating what you're throwing up.
Yeah, we have a couple things we say that we got from our friend Dr. Fleming.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm buying what you're selling.
Yes.
Lexi has made it her own by saying, I'm eating what you're throwing up.
Yeah, that's just so gross.
I love her so much.
So, you know, that's what she does with an 8-year-old.
And she's proud of that. And I'm proud of her for being proud of it.
And if you have a fix-it-up question about your house, email us at info@myfixitup.com or post a question on our Facebook page, My Fix It Up Life. And we would love to answer your question on a future show.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week, or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
And you're back with Mark and Teresa on My Fix It Up Life, and I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
Hey.
And it's giveaway time.
It is giveaway time, and we have something that Mark's enjoying wearing, right?
Wear it all the time, baby.
The Paige Hemis Tough Chicks Tool Belt and Gloves. And Paige Hemis, you probably know her from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, which is on Sunday nights on ABC.
That's right, the American Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had her on the show a couple of times.
Yes, we have.
And I've actually tried out the Tough Chicks tool belt.
That's what you've been wearing on site.
I have been.
Yeah, how do you like it?
I like it.
There you go.
I do. I enjoy it. And it is stylish, too.
It's important to be stylish.
It's way more stylish than other tool belts that I've tried. It's not as roomy because you have to sacrifice a little bit of that for, you know, being stylish.
There you go.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like wearing high heels.
That's right, which
you can still walk in them, but
I suggest you wear on more often on a job site.
Well, and the gloves are totally good. I mean, they really are well made and, you know.
Well, they're made by Ironclad.
They are.
And Ironclad, they invented kind of, they didn't invent it, but they brought this technology of the what do they call it? There's a name for it, performance workwear.
Like if you try to use other kinds of gloves, it's hard to pick up little things when you're wearing them, but with these gloves, it's not. You can pick up little screws and things, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, and they're rugged enough for gardening or working
grippy.
In the yard. Grippy. They got the right amount of grip and slip.
Grippy. That's tech, you know.
You just want to say grippy. I can see the
grippy look
in your eyes. Just the way you just like the way it sounds.
Grippy.
You could have said soda. If you like the way it sounds, you just keep saying it. These gloves are really soda.
They are so grippy.
Yeah, but check out ironclad.com. That's where you can find out some info about the gloves.
Well, and there was some chatter on Facebook about this giveaway because, you know, some women out there feel that, you know, pink and girls, like, why are you making it pink? Because that's so cliche. Like, why isn't it black? Why isn't it red? Why isn't it blue?
And why does it have to be the little girl color pink?
It's a little girl. It can be, you know, a grown woman pink, too.
Sure. Okay.
But, you know, Paige Hemis, her signature color is pink.
Well, that's
why. So that's why
pink.
This is pink. But, you know, other people do. I've found blue. I've found purple. I've found red tool belts made for women. And I'm, you know, checking in to see if we can do a giveaway of one of those in a future show, too.
Totally.
I would love to have a red tool belt.
Now you're talking.
Or a purple one. I think that would be pretty hot. So anyway, we've gotten some good entries for this gift set. And, well, some of the reasons have come from women who want to have them because, the reason that men won't steal their tool belt or gloves. And that's a good reason.
It's a good reason.
That really is. And I'm totally with it with that because I know that Mark will not, well, I guess he will use my pink tool belt, but he won't, like, take it off to an, you know, another job with, you know,
that's
using
right.
it. So that's good. But the winner of this was a Facebook post, Lori McDaniel. And she says that she's in the middle of remodeling, and they would come in handy. I would actually be able to have everything I need at the time and not have to stop. That's one of Mark's huge pet peeves.
This is my DIY-est pet peeve of all times.
Yes. You know, a tool belt comes in handy because then you don't have to try to hold. Like, even if you're doing a simple thing and you have a nail and a hammer and you're trying to measure something, mm-hmm. you have to keep bending down to pick things up. It's so not good.
Yep.
So, Lori McDaniel, you won, and on next week's show, we're going green again for St. Patrick's Day.
Love it.
With professional house planner Jack Thomason. He produces the HGTV Dream Home for the annual HGTV Dream Home giveaway, and he's the house planner for the HGTV Green Home and the host of feature construction videos on HGTV.com and HGTVPro.com. And Mark, you also have done those too.
Yeah, and I know Jack. We know Jack. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. And we're going to give away Rockwell's Jaw Horse.
The Jaw Horse set up on the TV show right now.
So email us at info@myfixituplife.com while you want to win the Jaw Horse, or post a message on Facebook while you want to win. Check us out online. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and
tune
in next
week
for
My Fix It Up Life.
Walk it down straight.